authorization meeting on December 10th. That's going to be a key date. And then about 2 days after that, people will start getting inoculated with those healthcare workers first.
President-elect Joe Biden facing pressure for more diversity as he fills out his administration. Fox's Kevin Cork says it's coming from African-American leaders, including South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn.
He is supporting, for example, Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio to be the new agriculture secretary. She's a fierce advocate for the food stamps program.
Clyburn may have a lot of influence after supporting Biden during a critical time in the presidential campaign. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Earnest Financial LLC presents Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement, the money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the...
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Stand by for some big-ticket weather changes. We got a storm system on the way tomorrow and then drastically colder on Monday. For tonight, scattered showers in the forecast. Overnight low temperature 54. Sunday and Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a near 100% chance. A few locally stronger storms can't be ruled out. It'll be a windy day Sunday with a high around 66. Drastically colder Monday. High temperature barely up to about 50. We'll be in the 20s on Monday night and Tuesday night. Coldest air of the season by a long shot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Gotta love that. Yeehaw. 272-9228. Yeah, we're getting kind of bored up here in the Blue Water Studios. Give us a call. You know, I didn't get my biblio. I always get that biblio, the thing I can't pronounce, email every Saturday, and it has some of the best information on it, and they did not send it to me. It's not even in my infamous spam folder, which normally, if you can't find it, they've stuck it in the spam folder, but it's not there. Well, 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 well. Let's see what, let's find Rents. Rents, R-E-N-S-E.com is a great website. It says it's the largest, most information-driven website on the planet. It doesn't surprise me. Jeff Rents is the guy who runs it, R-E-N-S-E. Actually, you can see the video that I read to you, Claire Edwards. It's on there. Unbelievable stuff on there. Everything Bigfoot, UFOs, aliens, stuff that's going on now. Everything is on this website. It's the bomb. Watch. The communist control of network news has never been more clear. The end of CBS, Fox, NBC, ABC. Yes, they are all. The media has been weaponized, folks. Weaponized. It is one of the strongest weapons the deep state has. Is it has at its disposal. There's no question about that. The only question I have is, how long has this been going on? I believe it happened when they killed Kennedy, because we know they lied to us. Well, first off, remember that Walter Cronkite was a card-carrying member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a huge globalist think tank, more than think, it's more of an action tank within our own borders, within our own government. Hillary Clinton famously said, when she thought they were going to steal the election and put her in power, that it being so close to the White House, it was with it, she could go and walk to get her orders from the CFR. So that's how much power they carry. Walter Cronkite was a member of that. So you got to wonder how much disinformation he put out there, old Uncle Walter. And if you remember when John Kennedy was murdered, they claimed that Lee Harvey Oswald had failed the paraffin test, the test that shows whether you have actually fired a weapon. They said he failed it. Well, the reports that I've saw said no, he passed it. He had not fired a weapon. They lied to us about that. Lee Harvey Oswald probably thought he was there to protect the president or something like that. When he said he was a patsy, he wasn't kidding. He was a huge patsy. That kind of was a pattern for everything they've done ever since. That's just how they are. That's how they work. And I remember somebody called this show, what was it, last year, claiming that, what do you mean the agency's bad? What would we do without them? Well, let's see. We would prosper. We wouldn't have near as many as mysterious deaths. We wouldn't be in wars all over the frickin' globe. I could think of a dozen things we could do without them. But then again, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Don't believe me. Just go do your own homework. And a big part of helping you do your homework is rents.com, R-E-N-S-E. Please check out his website. It's great. There's more stuff on here. It would take you months to go through everything on here. But also, stopthecrime.net, I believe, is the address. That's where you'll find the NASA war document that talks about all the nanoparticulates they're going to be spraying, how smart dust they're going to be spraying, this, that. I mean, it's supposed to be future warfare. Well, I got news for you, folks. They are at war with us right now. Right now they are at war with us. They have been spraying nanoparticulates since the mid-90s. We all have this stuff inside of us. I put a picture on Clearing the Air last week of an insect that I found dead in my home that's covered in them. It's got all kind of blue, red, yellow little particulates. It's all nanoparticulates. It's killing the insects. It's bad enough with us. Now, keep in mind how small nano is. Nano is, what is it, a thousandth of a meter? Or is it a billionth of a meter? I forget. A thousand of them will fit on the head of a pin. That's how small they are. They're invisible to the naked eye. They've weaponized this stuff, folks. That's how far they've gone. And if you don't have an electron microscope, you can't hardly see them.
Well, you won't be able to see them unless you
know. No, you won't. But I'm telling you, we all have it inside of us. 5G is what's controlling it. This is scary stuff. I mean, this is, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, I'm experiencing it. I'm seeing it. I know what's happening. Unreal.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could find the article. I put it on Clear. Well, maybe I can find it on Clear and Air's website. Lynn Wood talking about the amount of pedophilia and the amount of Satanism that's going on in D.C. right now that most people, they have no idea. And he's absolutely right. Most people have no idea. I also put on there Why America is Babylon. Now, this is from, and I read his stuff all the time, a guy named Stuart Best. He did this some 20 years ago. Stuart Best is a prophet, a Christian. He's a teacher. He's an author. He has a great website. I read you a lot of his stuff all the time. This is a two-hour documentary. He lays out every biblical reason why America is Babylon. You need to see it. Also, I forget where I heard this, but it's no longer about right and wrong. It's about right and left. Boy, is that true.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's true. Oh, gosh. I also put a picture out there of what looks like a nano array that's on a little bit that I pulled out from, I think, my left wrist. But it's a series of 12. They look like quantum dots, but they're in perfect alignment side by side with each other. You know, as good as Mother Nature is, she's not really good at perfect circles and straight lines. This is not something normal. But it's in me, and I'm pretty sure it's in you, according to Clifford Carnicom. It's in all of us. I don't know. We'll see. Did you see the Joe Biden video? Quote, devout Catholic Joe Biden attempts to quote the Bible, but instead of saying psalmist, he says palmist.
No,
he pronounces the P and doesn't pronounce the S. He totally mispronounces psalmist.
Right.
Like he's never seen that word before, which, to be honest, he probably has never seen that word before. Because Joe Biden is anything but a Christian. Here's the article.
Recently, you probably hadn't seen it.
No, you got that right. Linwood, America will be shocked at the level of pedophilia, satanic worship in government, as I have been telling you for 6 years. That's absolutely right. Before Team Trump gets to fully blowing the lid on election fraud, there could be a whole lot of other revelations that come first, according to attorney Lynn Wood, one of President Trump's attorneys. During a recent interview on Thrive Time Radio, Wood discussed how Trump is wasting no time getting his ducks in a row. The Supreme Court is being realigned, Lynn Wood stated. The Department of Defense was recently realigned by the president with a cyber terrorism and a terrorism expert. Lynn also pointed to a 2018 executive order issued by President Trump that specifically dealt with foreign interference in our national elections. He's been preparing for quite some time, in other words, to release the Kraken, as attorney Sidney Powell put it. The ultimate goal, Lynn Wood says, is to put everyone in prison who belongs there, which is a lot of folks who have been in and out of our government for many decades. In a perfect world, I'd like to see John Durham's report come out and people go to jail. Wood says, I would like to see people affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell go to jail. I would like to see what's on Hunter Biden's laptop and see those people go to jail. I would like to see what's on Anthony Weiner's laptop and like to see a lot of those people go to jail. And when we get to the final phase of the election fraud, I'd like to see a lot more people go to jail. Well, I would too. So there's, according to them, this is from Natural News, Mike Adams. In other words, there's a whole lot of prosecution on the docket. And once it really gets going, there'll be a whole lot of bombshells being dropped that will shock the world. So there is potentially a great awakening, Wood says, noting that in a perfect world, all will go according to plan. The truth has to come out, and I believe it will. Every lie will be revealed. This country's going to be shocked when it learns the truth about who has been occupying the Oval Office for some period of years. They're going to be shocked at the level of pedophilia. And once again, of course, it's time for break. I'm going to finish this article because you've got to hear this.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, welcome back. Let me finish this article. This is Lynn Wood talking about the level of pedophilia and Satanism. Wood chillingly noted there are soon to be mass revelations about folks, many of whom are idolized by the public, being involved in all sorts of satanic worship. People that most would probably not suspect of such. Speaking of that, I want to play, this is a short clip. Jerry Seinfeld loves to ride around in his classic Porsches, which he used to have one of the biggest collections. He actually had a 550 Spider. Lucky, you know what? But he's riding around with Eddie Murphy, and they're talking. Listen to what Eddie Murphy says.
Tracy Morgan told me, what did he say? Growing up, he said, yo, my three favorite was you, Bruce Lee, and Evel Knievel. It's like, wow. I looked up to you, Evel Knievel, and Bruce Lee. Did you see Mike Tyson's Broadway?
No, I did not.
It was shockingly
good. I heard it was shockingly good.
I don't remember if there's a curse.
He's my aesthetic role model. No robe, hole in the towel, no stool, no logos on the shorts.
Oh, nothing pretentious.
No socks.
Just coming out to...
Yeah.
And the all-time best ring interest music. He would come out to one note.
Really?
One ominous note. There's no song playing. It's like a... For him to even come up with that, because you're the one that says I want my music to be, for him to go, just give me one solid note. Boom. I got to meet people like
Sammy Davis and that kind of shit, you know.
Did it again.
It's still rebuilding. Dadgummit.
Should have known. Both of them.
I should have known better.
Yeah. We're both them together.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Target delay 20 seconds. It's still building. Seinfeld, I figured wouldn't curse. Eddie Murphy, I should have known that was coming. Well, I'm still on delay here. 14.
Your green lights are flashing.
Yeah, it's building. It's building. I'm watching the little... I guess it's at 14.8. When it gets to 20, we'll be back on, is what it looks like to me. I caught it in time, didn't I?
6 seconds.
I think I caught it in time, yeah.
You're still on air, right?
No, we're not. It's still building, I think. I don't think we're on air. I hope we're not. Anyway, what I can't play you because they insist on usually dropping the S word or the F-bomb was, and I should have realized Eddie Murphy, I mean, come on, he's going to say a bad word or two. Eddie Murphy's talking about Sammy Davis Jr., and he says, you know why Sammy always had that clenched jaw look? He was coked up all the time doing coke. He said, one night we're sitting in a casino, and he looks at me and goes, well, you know that Satan is more powerful than God. He was a Satanist. And Eddie Murphy looked at him and he said, my look must have shocked him because he backed off that. But he says Sammy Davis was a huge Satanist. And that shouldn't surprise you. Think about this. You know, all of us live in the world that's controlled by Satan. Satan controls this world. He got control of this world when Adam fell, when he deceived Eve and Adam, and that's how he got control. If you're going to succeed in a world run by Satan, you're going to have to do the bidding of Satan. So all of these top celebrities, all of them, have signed their lives over. And you were talking about Kobe Bryant. We played that video last week. Kobe Bryant, as you put it, was a very well-paid slave. It doesn't matter how many hundreds of millions of dollars he got, he had a shock collar around his neck, and he was at their beck and call.
Yeah, and if you listen to the last part of that video that we played, it'll tell you who owned him, and it's one of the families. One of those 13 families that owned him.
God, we're just human cattle. We're sheeple to them, aren't we?
Right.
They can do anything they want to.
And he and Chadwick Boseman were friends. And they actually poisoned Chadwick Boseman with some a radioactive isotope. And
why? Why him? What did he? What happened?
Because him and Kobe Bryant had came up with this business to get out. To get out of it, and they didn't want them to go. They didn't want to let them go. That the only way they got out of it, they had to die out of it.
Well, they got out of it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wow. It kind of reminds me of the Count of Monte Cristo, if you're familiar with that story. Which, by the way, we didn't read that in high school that I remember. Of course, we could have, and I just didn't remember. But that's a great story. Falsely imprisoned. And when the priest that he finds becomes his comrade in prison, the priest dies. He takes the priest's place in the sack that they at the Chateau d'If, where they throw the bodies out into the ocean. He takes the place of the dead guy to escape. That's the only way he could get out. So that's what he did. I don't know where I was going with that, but it reminded me of what you just said.
Right.
But the Count of Monte Cristo is a great story. It's probably the greatest comeuppance story I've ever written. It makes Shawshank Redemption look weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, great story. The famous Alexandre Dumas, purportedly he wrote it, but there's some question about that. That's a great story.
In the video?
Yes, I'm sorry.
In the last part of the video.
I'll try to stay focused.
That Kobe Bryant video, from what was on it, The person that was doing the video said that before the helicopter went down, they actually took the helicopter down, and they don't care who's in there with them.
No, they don't care. Collateral damage, baby.
Right, and he was actually, his owner was talking to him, telling him, you know, what was about to happen.
So he knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's weird you say that because Lynn's got a cousin that teaches helicopter how to fly helicopters down at Fort Rucker. And when that first happened, he was making a delivery for us, and we were talking about it, and he goes, that helicopter, something ain't right with that. Something's wrong with that. He talked about the speed, you know, all the instruments. That should not have happened, and it shouldn't. It was done on purpose, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes, so he knew somebody that's extremely experienced in helicopters because he was in Vietnam. He flew a chopper in Vietnam. He said, that shouldn't have happened. The equipment on that, he should have known where he was. So, yeah, that was done on purpose. That makes perfect sense. That fits the narrative.
Yeah, the helicopter that Kobe owned, that was a really good, stable.
That was a high-dollar helicopter.
Yeah, they use them for evac systems.
Yeah, medevac.
Yeah, medevac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means they're about as good as it gets, stable as it gets, safe as it gets. Yeah, I know it caught everyone by surprise when it happened, so that was him getting out of it.
Yep.
Wow. That's sad, man. You know, I realized something wasn't right a long time ago when you would see local bands that, in my opinion, were as good as the ones you heard on the radio. And you're thinking, why are the ones on the radio, why are they getting a shot? And these other bands that are just as deserving not getting a shot. And you got to wonder, you know, and I was a huge fan of Led Zeppelin, and I read the book Hammer of the Gods that was written by their manager, Peter Grant, at the time. And you really got to wonder all the mystic stuff that Page was into. He bought Aleister Crowley's old castle. He was into casting spells. He was into all this stuff. You got to wonder how that dark magic, spelled with a K, not a G, you got to wonder how that plays into this. And I think they do sell their souls.
Yeah, they sell the essence.
They have
to sell it.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
They sell it for riches.
There's a famous, I guess infamous, depending on how you look at it, 2020 interview with Bob Dylan, and he says that. Mm-hmm. They ask him, why are you still doing this? Why are you still, you know, you're 70 years old. Why are you out there still doing it? And he says, I have to. He says, what do you mean you have to? He goes, it's in the contract. What are you talking about? He said, the deal I made with the, I forget what he calls him, the commander. I made with the commander.
Mm-hmm.
The commander, he said, what commander? He said, the commander of the unseen world. So Bob Dylan admits on air that he sold his soul to Satan. That's why he has to still get out there and do his thing. That's part of the deal. It happens in show business. If you don't believe in Satan, you're a fool. You are a fool.
Wow.
It's real. Yeah. It's real. And spiritual warfare happens. There's a battle raging right now between the forces of good and evil.
Yeah, and there's a battle going on right now above our head.
You better believe there is.
That's part of it.
Yes, sir. It is happening right now. I promise you it is. Oh, it's crazy, but it's weird. You read all this stuff, you hear all this stuff when you're a kid, and you think, this is all just made up to keep us in line. And then when you get grown, and we're so fortunate with the Internet, we have every resource at our fingertips. And you start looking this stuff up, looking at ancient documents and looking at everything that's going on. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it really does.
It didn't take long for me to connect the dots, especially after I got to some good resources.
Well, with what happened to you, I can see that.
It didn't take long.
Because I would have torn up everything I could get my hands on trying to figure out what these things were.
Yeah, I had to find some good resources first. And it took 15 years from the, 13 years from the incident. To when I got to a good good place where I can do some good research at or in, you know.
Yeah. Well, as I like to say, one man's demons, another man's alien. It's all in, I guess, in how you want to prioritize it in your head. Scary stuff. And it doesn't matter if they're alien or demon, it's scary. Something that can come and go as it pleases and do what it wants to, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Scary stuff.
Yeah, that can slip in and out of reality. You know, like you walk through an open door.
Yes.
There's something up with that, and you know this. You know, I get so frustrated sometimes. You know, knowing this place is as infested as it is. It seemed like nobody's trying to make a concerted effort to actually help clean this place up.
True.
And that's why I got so frustrated two programs ago, you know, and said, you know, just put me somewhere where I can make a difference, you know.
I know. Yeah. I know. I can tell your frustration. I'm frustrated, but not near on the level you are. Mine's a whole different kind of frustration, but I get what you're saying. I really do.
Yeah.
All right. Bottom of the hour break. Man, this show's almost up.
Shannon, How can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stand by for some big-ticket weather changes. We've got a storm system on the way tomorrow and then drastically colder on Monday. For tonight, scattered showers in the forecast. Overnight, low temperature 54. Sunday and Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a near 100% chance. A few locally stronger storms can't be ruled out. It'll be a windy day Sunday with a high around 66. Drastically colder Monday. High temperature barely up to about 50. We'll be in the 20s on Monday night and Tuesday night. Coldest air of the season by a long shot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We have so much to be thankful for this year. Most of all, you. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at brubaker.com.
Mm-hmm.
What a great song. And I tell you, it speaks the truth to Steppenwolf Monster. It talks about what happened to this country. And everybody should listen to it, especially read the lyrics, because it's right. It's amazing. You know, if you want to talk about reparations, what about the American Indian? When are they going to get their due? You know, it's sad what we did to them. It really is. But hey, we have a call. Have a doggone. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I really had nothing to contribute tonight. I was just calling to give a shout-out to my mother and all the friends of Frank Lee and tell y'all guys that I've been listening, and y'all keep up the good work, and I appreciate y'all giving out the information to help me out.
You're welcome. So, you're so welcome. So, thanks for listening.
I don't want to take up too much more time. I just let you know I was here and listening. So,
thank you.
And hopefully to my guys at Frank Lee, I'll be back to work Monday. We've been on a 14-day quarantine, and which really nobody was sick, so I don't really understand how that went about. But anyways.
Yeah, really. Well, good luck, man.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Y'all take care, and God bless y'all.
Same to you.
All
right. Yeah, cool. Yeah, well. Wow. You know, I've joined so many of these Morgellons groups online. I put a lot of stuff out there. And I put a lot of stuff on Clear in the Air, too. So if you doubt anything I'm saying about that, just go look. That's all you have to do. It's out there. Let me go back to rents. .com and see what all Jeff's got. If there's anything breaking right now, I don't think there is. It's the same old, same old. You know, the Trump people, everybody knows their election was stolen. The Trump people maintain that they're going to get it overturned. He's going to get in through the Supreme Court. And I hope to God that happens. I just don't see it. Right now, I think we should be praying that God's will be done, and we should, but also be preparing. What I'm talking about is if you got kids that go to school, you need to sit down with them at the breakfast table one morning and say, okay, kids, we live in a world that's uncertain. We never know. Nothing's guaranteed. Nobody ever said life was fair, because it's not. Sometimes the good guys get stepped on, and sometimes it seems like the bad guys walk between the raindrops. It's just the way it is. It is what it is. So we need to get a plan, and you need to build a plan with your kids that if the sirens go off and you're in school, where are you going to meet? What are you going to do? Get your act together. Get you a Berkey water filter. Get you some non-perishable food. Just get ready. Prepare. I'm begging you to prepare. We don't know what's going to happen. Even if Trump does get it overturned and gets in there, there's going to be chaos like you've never seen before. We need to be ready for it. You need to be ready for it. Get prepared. I'm begging you, get prepared. It's so important right now. Nobody can say for certain what's going to happen. Immediately. I mean, long term, I can tell you what's going to happen. I've told you what's going to happen, but we don't know what's going to happen right now. So get ready, because it's coming. If Trump gets in, or if Biden manages to keep this stolen election, it's going to be terrible, because they're going to shut everything down for months. It's going to destroy the businesses. It's going to destroy America, because that's their plan. That's their goal, is to destroy this country. See, America's the fly in the New World Order ointment. They have to get rid of us so they can follow on implementing their New World Order. I mean, the Bible talks about it. The mark of the beast system. Nothing can be bought or sold without the mark. That implies a one-world control system, financial control system. Well, if there's a financial system, there's got to be another matrix of control, and that's what we're talking about here, the New World Order. There's going to be one God, little g, that we worship, and it's not the God that we Christians worship. It's going to be Satan. He wants to elevate his goal above the Most High. He also is steadily on his way to destroy God's creation through this vaccine that's coming. It's going to change your DNA, and it's going to take away the originality, the bit of God in all of us. It's going to destroy that. Do not take the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. If they put me in prison, whatever. But I ain't taking a vaccine. I refuse. Don't do it. Don't do it. It is the mark of the beast.
Yeah, if you walk around here like a zombie, you know, controlled with no ambition. you know, know nothing. You'll act like an automaton, you know.
I'm glad you mentioned zombie, because that, to me, this kind of explains why we've had this sudden influx of all these zombie shows. Maybe they were showing us what we're going to be like if we take this vaccine. That's where all this zombie crap's coming from. It just came out of nowhere. And suddenly there's all this whole industry built on zombies. Hmm. You know? It makes me wonder, are they showing us what we're going to be like if we take this vaccine? I think maybe they are.
Yeah, they could be, you know, because most of the time you don't want to make movies in Hollywood.
They show us.
Yeah, they show us what's coming. And they use, Satan used his stars to
yep.
do it.
Yep. Absolutely yep. correct. You're absolutely correct. And Joe Biden, and we need to start a pool. I think 90 days is the most he'll be in office when he gets in, and they'll put the Kamala in power because she's a lot more crazy than he is. You know, screwed her way to the top, and she will definitely do anything it takes. And they will use the 25th Amendment to get rid of Joe because he's obviously losing it. No question Biden's losing it. They'll get rid of him, put her in charge, and it's Katie bar the door, folks, whatever that means. Anything goes at that point. You know, the crazy thing is, all of this, there's a report back in 2010 from the Rockefeller Foundation that describes this to a T, perfectly describing this pandemic. This was 10 years ago, folks. This has all been planned. There's nothing, there's no accident that happened here. This has all been planned. They're putting 5Gs in our streetlights. I'm telling you, 5G is what sets off the nanoparticulates inside of us. That's what they're doing. There's also, we got photo proof of brand new mobile medical door-to-door trucks being shipped to the eastern United States. It's crazy. If you look at the patent on this vaccine chip, 060606. Is that a coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences. Don't take the chip, folks. I'm telling you. If you want to call me a conspiracy theorist, go right ahead. I really don't care at this point. I'd prefer to be called a truther, but call me whatever you want to call me. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. And I can't make you care. I can't make you listen. But I'm begging you to get a plan together, folks, because it's coming. You ain't seen nothing yet what's coming. If this is the Great Tribulation, and I believe it is, you're going to see things that you never thought you would see, as Postman said earlier. You're going to see things that you just never imagined. You're going to see creatures coming from hell. You're going to see creatures coming from the sky. It's going to be wild. So get ready. It's coming. I promise it's coming. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
Let's hit this last break. Unbelievably, we're almost done with this program. Wow. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Yeah? Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I'm a mom with two children who love sports. One girl, one boy, and they're all about playing ball. I love sports too because it keeps them active and healthy and teaches them great life lessons, like how to be part of a team. But I worry about them getting hurt. Sprained ankles, heat illnesses, even concussions. How do I know that their coaches know how to keep them safe? Here's how. Because Alabama is the first state in the nation to pass a law that requires all youth coaches of kids 14 and under to complete a certified training course in injury recognition and prevention. They call it the Coach Safely Law. I call it the right thing to do. So, coach, before I drop my kids off at their first practice with you, I have one very important question. Do you coach safely?
sponsored by the Coach Safely Foundation, the Alabama Recreation and Parks Foundation, the ABA, and this station.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
One way or another, we'll get through this show together. We have a call. Hey, caller, you are on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam. Hey, Terry, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
In all seriousness, here you go, man. In all seriousness, let's not forget about the unemployed, the people that have been forced unemployment. Yes. Every so often, I talk to I've got my oldest friend. He worked for Fox Theater. He's one of the wheels over there in Atlanta. And you know, all the entertainment, all that crowd, they're just cut off and struggling. And I think about here in Montgomery, we have people, the Shakespeare Theater, what are they doing to make ends meet?
That's
I
a
mean,
good
there's
point.
Some, there were some, that's it, very well paid, highly skilled craftsmen. And, God, I wish, you know, someone would, you know, call in and sound off, but it's, I can see now, I can see the plan. I mean, they talk about that this will, you know, they force the socialism in to bankrupt, I mean, stop the economy and force people to take a check and say, hey, we're going to, you know.
We'll take care of you, baby.
It's right there. I see it plain as day. And
me too.
It's just a couple years ago. You never would have thought anything like this would have.
No.
But here it is. It's right in front of us.
Really is.
Yeah. That's all I had.
What?
But that's the kind of stuff that weighs heavy on my mind is that we are under assault.
We are. We really are.
And, yeah, man, I had the family here this weekend. I mean, this last couple of days.
Yeah.
And it was great. And we're very supportive of each other. And you're trying to talk about the future, and there's changes coming.
Yeah, there
and
are.
You don't need any we don't need any outside forces of absolute rotten bastards trying to take what we have and thin us out.
You're right. You're absolutely right, my friend.
How about that?
That was a good note to end on. I thought you did really well, Sam. I'm proud of you.
Well, that's what's on. I can't be the only one, Terry.
You're not.
Thinking that, yeah. And, like I said, the most people, you just try to ignore it and go through it and take care of life day to day. But you can feel it. There's an evil in the air. All right,
there really I'm going to get off the phone. No, you're right. There really is an evil. I can feel it too. I mean, I can really feel it.
Yes, sir. And listen, I'm glad that you're not afraid.
Nah,
give your opinion.
I'm not.
Hey, listen, y'all have a good weekend, all right?
Later, buddy. Take care. Love that Sam, or Cracklin' Rose, or whatever his name is. Yeah, Sam. That's right, Sam. Sam is Mass, spelled backwards, but that's a whole nother story. Yeah, I'm not afraid to give my opinion. Like I said, they started it, not me. I tell you, the hardest thing that I deal with is not the skepticism from people. It's not being called a conspiracy theorist. That's bad enough. But when members of your own family, particularly your lone sibling, refuses to even look at the stuff that you're pulling out and calls you crazy, that hurts. Not being believed hurts. It hurts a lot. It really does. When people won't even look at the evidence, if you want to call me crazy and not believe, that's fine. But look first. Look at what I put out there. And then if you don't believe me, I'm cool with that. That's cool in the gang. That's fine. But don't refuse to look and just say that's crazy, because you can't do that. Not these days. Not 2020. As crazy as it's been, man, nothing would surprise me right now. Nothing. If a guy in California put a video on there and said, I have figured out how to put magnets underneath my Coupe de Ville, and now I can levitate it, it wouldn't surprise me. Not one single bit.
Yeah.
Nothing would surprise me right now.
And if he does, they're going to take it away from him.
Absolutely. That's what they do. They don't want us to know. You know, that's technology, and it's crazy because the Model T got 25 miles a gallon. And you can't tell me that they don't have the technology for an internal combustion engine to get 100 miles a gallon, 200 miles a gallon right now. They have it. They just don't want us to have it.
Right.
You know, that fuel injection and all that, what it does with gas is it vaporizes. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't vaporize it. It atomizes it. It turns it into really tiny droplets. Why don't we vaporize it? Why don't we turn gasoline into a vapor? You know, that was done back in the 20s by a guy named Pogue, P-O-U-G-E, I believe is how you spell it. He actually patented it, called the Pogue carburetor, which used heat from the exhaust in a sealed container, and it squirted fuel in there, and the fuel turned into a vapor. And it fed the vapor into the intake manifold, and that thing got 200 miles a gallon. It works so well that we don't see it now. Isn't that crazy? Technology's there. Just look at the patents. Oh, my God. Patent for weather controls out there, for manipulating, you know, moving cloud banks around, basically an inside-out microwave oven. It's called the Eastland patent. That's out there. All the vapor carburetor patents are out there. Levitation, anti-gravity patents are out there in the public domain. You can see them. Then they tell us it doesn't exist, but the patent's there. How can that be? How can you qualify those two? It's crazy, the stuff they keep from us. General Motors had a car. God, it's been 15, maybe 20 years ago now, that used a fuel cell, used hydrogen. This thing put out so much power that you could drive it to work, come home, plug your house into it, and it would power your house. That's how much power it put out. What'd they do with it? They claim they crushed it. Why would they do that? Toyota had a diesel back 20 years ago that got 200 miles a gallon. What happened to it? Why have we not seen it? Because I believe that forces were exerted upon these companies to bury this stuff. Because they wanted us to be right where we are right now, to push to electrics, full electrics.
Yeah, plus they won't make the money that they've been making.
Bingo. Where's electricity come from? That's my question. Where are you going to get the power from? You know, yeah, we're not going to be using fossil fuels. We're going to be using something to get that power. So none of it makes sense, and I guess it's not supposed to make sense, but it's wrong any which way you look at it, in my opinion.
Hey, did you hear about the business owners saying they won't hire you if you don't have a proof of a vaccine in Alabama?
Who's saying this?
I don't know exactly what companies these are, but I had a friend of mine to tell me that. And I didn't have time to actually do the research on it.
It doesn't surprise me. I haven't heard about it, but what I foresee going on is the federal government saying, you know, you're not going to get anything from us. As a matter of fact, we're going to lean on you hard via the Internal Revenue Service if you hire anyone that doesn't have a proof of the vaccine. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to have to be something put on the companies to make them do that, because, you know, your average everyday small business owner, he's not going to make you prove that you've got a vaccine. But somebody's going to make him make you prove. That's right. The way I see it going down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's probably how
it will go down.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to. The Bible says nobody can buy or sell without the mark. I bet you're not going to be able to get your prescriptions. You're not going to be able to get anything without it.
That's buying. Getting prescriptions is buying.
Yep, exactly,
you know,
right.
You know, you can 20 years ago, 20, 30, maybe 40, 50 years ago, I mean, we couldn't understand what it was talking about because our eyes went open to it.
Right.
But right now, you know, you see it happening right before your eyes, and then you're like, oh, man.
That's what they meant.
That's what they meant.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Exactly right. It's like when it talked about everybody seeing the what was it, three witnesses that are going to be murdered. Uh-huh. How can everybody see them? Yeah. Back, nobody knew up until 20 years ago when the internet came around. Now we know how everybody can see them.
Yeah, that and satellite TV.
Yep.
You can hear it. You can see it, hear it in real time.
Have you got satellite TV or you got cable? You don't have either, do you?
No, I don't. I got a digital antenna with streaming.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, we got cable. And I have a Roku through the internet, but I'm in the process of hardwiring everything, getting rid of all the wireless and just hardwiring Cat 5 cables. And, yeah, I'll have cables coming out of my walls, but that's okay. I'd rather do that than have all the wireless crap streaming through my body 24/7. See what happens. You know, the scary thing is they can use your wireless router basically as a scanner to see how many people are in your house. I've read that anyway. I'm assuming that's true. I don't know. I read it on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
Yeah. You have 4K televisions in your house?
Who?
4K TVs.
No. I don't have any smart TVs or anything.
Well, I've got one. And it's weird. They can turn that thing on when they get ready.
Uh-huh.
It'll come on by itself.
Oh, yeah. They can listen to everything you say. And I've heard that they have cameras in them. I can't prove that, but I've heard that. Scary stuff, man. The surveillance is just unreal.
You know what it's like? It's like those, I can't believe people are buying those mirrors, those exercise mirrors.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
You haven't
seen
them?
No. Just a big mirror?
I think they call it the wall or something like that.
Huh.
And it's a mirror, you know, where you exercise in front of it and somebody is training you from somewhere else and you can see them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That means that they can see you.
Yeah.
That means that I can be hacked and whatever you're doing. Oh, my God.
It's a mirror, though.
That's crazy. Why would you do that? Why would you have an Alexa in your home listening to every damn thing you say?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, folks.
I was just sent the link, John Ross, CEO Education Courses. And said there's a restaurant business owner in Alabama that said it on television.
That they won't hire you unless you've had the vaccine.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, what needs to happen to these companies is they need to be boycotted. Of course, that won't happen. Nobody sticks together. But we need to boycott them and just say, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do this. We're not going to patronize you if you're going to do this. Well, you're not getting our money. I'd love to see that happen, but it ain't going to happen.
No.
You know, it's just not. And the sad thing is, right now, you can't just boycott one product because there is no one product. Everything's owned by a conglomerate. So it doesn't matter if, say, you want to boycott Coffee Mate because they don't believe in God. I'm just saying. I don't know that they do or not. But you can't just boycott because they're owned by this big conglomerate, and you're going to have 15 other things in your house that you buy.